Hi, this is Patrick Rodriguez, and you're listening to The Patrick Rodriguez Show. My question for you today is, are you trying to understand your problems in order to heal yourself from your problems? When I'm starting to work with someone new, I'll always start off by asking what issue or area of their life they would like to work on. I'll often have someone say that what they want is to gain an understanding of the reason why they repeatedly engage in some behavior that they don't want to be doing. The behavior might be sabotaging their efforts towards the goals that they're trying to achieve, but they continue to do it anyway. And of course, the reasoning is, if I learn all the reasons why I'm doing the behavior, then I'll be able to stop doing it and my life will all work out. But unfortunately, that isn't how life really works. Our subject for today is, knowing is not enough. And I can even say, knowing is never enough. Here I'm borrowing a quote attributed to the poet Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. He said, knowing is not enough. We must apply. Willing is not enough. We must do. In today's episode, you'll get to hear a sample of me working with someone, and hopefully this will give you insights on how you can also begin healing your own life. I'd like to illustrate this point of knowing is not enough by playing a portion of the session recording. This is an actual session recording of me working with a person on a real issue that he's facing. And I know this is an issue that many people struggle with in their lives. And yes, this session was recorded with the permission of the person having the session, and is being played with his permission. When it comes to healing the underlying energies of a behavior, we can know all the reasons why we're doing something and still never change. Again, knowing is not enough. The fastest way that I've found to change behavior is to first observe with compassion, then look for what is it within ourselves that keeps returning to the behavior. In almost all cases, I found that it's when we're doing something over and over that we don't want to be doing, there is always some very good reason for the underlying behavior. But again, knowing is not enough. As we look at the behavior, we want to see it through the eyes of compassion. We want to look at it as we would look at the child that is scared or feeling insecure. The way that I see it is that the behavior is just the inner child trying to feel safe or protected in some way. So as we start to see the patterns of the behavior, I ask my clients to repeatedly feel their feelings and emotions that come up. We don't look for the why reason. We just allow the child to feel scared or angry or whatever else comes up. We look for what is the energy that the inner child needed when this behavior first started. In today's talk, we're going to focus on setting your intent when starting your healing journey. This is important because I believe that your starting intent will drive the direction that your healing takes. If your intent is only to understand the reason for your problem, this is what you'll get. You'll get an understanding of all the reasons that you continue to do the behavior that you don't want to be doing. Many people that continue to deepen their understanding of their problems have an unintended consequence. That is, they find that the search for understanding turns into a hardened belief that this is the reason that I continue to do the behavior. That in turn begins to lock them into believing that they are not able to change. So when we start our energy healing journey, we want to set the intent to go beyond understanding. I believe that the true goal should always be the freedom of energy. When we have the freedom of energy, we then gain the ability to let go of unwanted behaviors without having to struggle or use willpower. When we have the freedom of energy, we also gain the ability to move forward towards our desires without feeling burdened by our fears or worries based in past experiences. Now let's listen to how we can set an intent that goes beyond just knowing or understanding the problems in your life.
To elaborate on what I put, I guess I think I have, I want to achieve a, you know, an understanding of why I make poor financial decisions. And I want to be able to have control of the decisions because, well, as you know, with our the first meeting before, I something that I do struggle with. I don't know if that answers your question.
I'm writing all of that down. To achieve an understanding of why I make poor financial decisions and get control of my financial decisions. Does that sound right?
That sounds right.
Terrific. Now I'm going to tell you why I think that we shouldn't use that. And I'm only half joking about that. The reason is, and you're not alone here. I really want to stress that, is that you're not alone. Is I think most people that are in any kind of position that they don't want to be in, is they want to know, why am I making these bad choices? You know, you hear this a lot in people that get into these repetitive bad relationships. Why do I keep choosing the wrong girl? Why do I keep choosing the wrong guy? As if knowing is going to make any difference. The truth is, knowing doesn't make a difference, even if you know why. Yeah, it's like, oh, I make the wrong choices in women because all these women are just like my mother. Or for women, they might say, all the choices I make in men are just like my father, or whatever, whatever, whatever. In my opinion, knowing doesn't make a difference. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
What we want... Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to add to that, kind of like knowing the process of fast food, you know, even though you know how it's made, you still eat it anyways.
Oh, that's a great analogy. It really is. Okay, so what I'm going to write down is to achieve a sense of balance and emotional, not control, but emotional freedom.
Yes.
Our goal for these sessions is to achieve a sense of balance and emotional and energetic freedom in financial decisions. How does that sound?
Sounds great. That sounds great.
Terrific.
Again, what I'll invite you to take away from this recording is setting your intent when starting your own healing journey. Just knowing or even understanding the reason why we are repeatedly doing a behavior isn't enough. We want to go beyond knowing and beyond understanding of your problems. The outcome that I recommend when trying to correct an unwanted behavior is the energy of freedom. I don't believe that we want to limit ourselves to stop any behavior without the option of ever engaging it ever again, but rather to have the freedom to either engage in the behavior or to not engage in the behavior. Now you're living your life with the ability to choose without the weight of your past holding you back. I found that when a person has the freedom to choose whether to continue to engage in a past unwanted behavior, most often they will find themselves choosing to act in alignment with their goals or desired outcomes. And I think this is what we all want in our lives. So now let me turn this around and ask you, do you have some unwanted behavior in your life? Do you find yourself repeatedly engaging in behaviors that seem to sabotage your desires to joy and happiness and fulfillment in your life? And most importantly, are you ready to move beyond just knowing or understanding of your problems? I believe that the energy of freedom can lead to real and lasting changes in your life. And if you'd like to work one-on-one with me, I'm here to help. You can reach out to me through my website, patrickrodriguez.com, and set up a time for us to work together. Or sign up for my newsletter so you'll know when new podcasts are released. I hope this has been helpful and insightful. This has been Patrick Rodriguez. Thanks for listening.